Set your apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for the Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live with the Tiny Shutter Podcast. This week is our very first live rogue Google Plus Hangout where you get to see all of us here in the flesh. And if you're just listening to this on the iTunes podcast, you're missing out on a little bit of the enjoyment. My name is Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski, and I apologize, I'm not better looking.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
Excellent.
Before I apologize for Matt Hoffman.
Before we get rolling into today's show, we are going to start off with our brand new, very spectacularly awesome sponsor, and we are going to roll into Mark Sadowski's reading of our new sponsor. Mark, take it away.
That's a little formal, but this week our episode is brought to you by me, Mark Sadowski. Are you looking for a nice holiday print? Curious about what kind of photography we do? Well, you could check out tinyshutter.com/mostlymarcus, and you can see a nice variety of my own prints that I have put together with my own hands. And of course, a lot of camera equipment and a lot of time delay, but it's my personal collection of nature and waterfall prints. So check it out. Go to tinyshutter.com/mostlymarcus and check it out.
So for the two of you that are excited about Mark's photos and vote for him on Dulpic, you have a place to purchase those prints now.
Don't you lie to them. No one voted for me on Dulpic.
Hey, Mark, do co-hosts get a discount?
After that remark, no.
Excellent. All right.
I got to give you an update. I fibbed a little bit. I am actually up to 23 wins, I believe.
Oh, sweet.
I'm also up to like 42 losses, but yeah, I'll bury that lead.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna let you guys all know where I am at right now just to help you out with your excitement. I'm above 50%. For those of you in... Hold on, let me see here if I can... Ooh. For those of you who are listening at home, I am just slightly above 50% with 33 wins and 22 losses. Or 32 losses, rather.
And here, I'll chime in with this. I haven't done as many as you guys, but...
You suck, like, Matt.
Yeah.
All right.
So why are you guys voting for him?
So listen, hey, since we're on it, how about Dulpic? We've had it for a solid week and a couple days now. Let's do a couple minutes on Dulpic. Are you guys still enjoying it?
I am. Won a few, so yeah, I'm having a good time.
I'm actually still enjoying it. I have, aside from my record, which doesn't show like you wouldn't think I would be enjoying it, I'm actually genuinely enjoying it. It's a little bit more difficult to stay up with just because you have Instagram and you have everything else going on in your life, and then you got to remember to get back over to Dulpic, start some duels, and reply to some duels. But other than that, I'm enjoying it. It's fun. It's like I said last week, and I also said in my episode this week of the AppWhisper.com mobile shorts, Tiny Shutter Advantage, available over on the AppWhisper.com. But like I said over there, part of my enjoyment of it is the voting process. I really enjoy that. It makes me slow down a bit and kind of give a little bit more of a discerning look. You know what I mean? No? Nobody knows?
No, I agree with you. I had my... I had my mic muted for a minute because I was moving my computer.
Oh, the whole cough button thing. What do you think, Matt?
No, it definitely does. It's making me really think about the photos that I've taken, the photos that I'm posting, some of the themes that people are dueling me to. It's been really challenging to come up with something off the spot. Mark, if you do another one that's cheers or beer or alcohol, I swear to God.
Yeah, but I'm beating you on one of them, all right? So there you go.
No, actually, right now, you and Keith are kicking my butt in a whole bunch of them. My percentage of wins is about to go down dramatically.
I feel it was important for me to beat you on the bacon category.
are you winning that?
I am killing you. Totally killing you. You have,
I tried
like...
to...
1/4 of the vote right there.
That stinks.
I tried to start a couple generic categories, your first Instagram post and things like that, because I was getting a couple battles that were getting declined because of people not having. And the last thing I wanted to do was go and search through people's Instagram feeds, find out what they could battle me with, and then start a battle. So I started going a little bit more generic, like your first Instagram post, or autumn, or red, or squares, or things like that, so that, you know, I could get some battles. You know what I mean?
I feel that it's important to note that the population thinks that I am the most handsome podcaster between the two of us.
That's false.
I beat you. I officially beat you.
That is false.
No, it's not false. I see the votes right here. Clearly, I'm the winner.
All right, listen, let's move into the news. Everybody ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's start with news we have all been waiting for, and that is the great folks over at Oloclip have their iPhone 5 version ready to go out the door. Scheduled to ship later in September, and you'll get the links to Oloclip in the show notes for ordering, but also, if I am not mistaken, Mark, we have the gentleman from Oloclip coming on.
Patrick will be joining us next week, although I don't think it'll be on the video feed. We'll have to do an audio podcast of that one.
Well, that's all right. We can add it in as a as an audio extra into the podcast, but all the same, still pretty darn cool, I think.
Very cool. We've been dying to get him on for a while now.
Absolutely. And I have already actually placed my order for the Oloclip iPhone 5 version. So I'm a big fan of it. I love it. I loved it with my iPhone 4, and I'm looking forward to carrying it around in my pocket. So that's cool. Let's move on to... We have clouds, and they are for raining news. Just when you thought your parade was about to go on, Gizmodo has posted a nice lengthy parade-killing post about how gray and stormy the clouds are over Apple right now. We have had, they've got a list of, I think, 11 issues that have popped up over recent times regarding...
13,
sorry. Over, and that'll be in the show notes, just so you know. iMessage crashing and iCloud crashing and iTunes Match crashing and Siri, obviously, which sucks in the first place, but then also crashing on top of that. So it was funny, some of the instances they pulled up for Siri, it's like as they move down the list, it's like finally I think maybe people will realize Siri sucks anyway.
Pretty much. I just absolutely hate Siri. Absolutely hate Siri.
So here's an actually pretty cool tip for those of you who are on iOS and are using iMessage. Two cool tips, actually. First of all, you may or may not have realized it was just yesterday or the day before, possibly the day before, I'm not positive, but iMessage crashed again. And what happens is you'll send an iMessage and it'll sit there and spin and spin and spin and spin, and your iPhone and iOS isn't smart enough to say, okay, iMessage has crashed, let's just send this out as a regular message, a regular text message. It'll just sit there and spin and spin and spin, and we've all come accustomed to communicating in this particular method. And so when things kind of collapse around us and we're sending messages about the kids' pickup times and who's going to be available to grab the kid from football practice and where, you know, don't forget to stop and get milk and all these types of things, when iMessage crashes and you're not really kind of understanding of what's going on, there's a whole bunch of miscommunication or not communication going on. So let me give you two tips. First of all, if you're in a bad area, if you're in an intermittent cell area, shut iMessage off. If you're really looking to get your messages out, send your first message out, and your first message should say, turn off iMessage. And I did this for my wife last night, or maybe it was tonight. The first message out is turn off iMessage, and it goes, and you've already shut yours off. The first message out is a text message saying turn iMessage off. They turn it off. Text messages only need a fraction of a second. They don't need to look for a certain kind of connection or anything like that. They bing out and back and forth with no problems whatsoever in a kind of sketchy area. And the other thing is too, if you find yourself in a scenario where iMessage has possibly crashed, go ahead and shut off iMessage. It won't be as easy to get a message out to your other half, but if they know as well, then they can shut off iMessage, and you can text back and forth without iMessage being on, and you have less of an issue with texts crashing when iMessage is down. So pretty cool. It worked great tonight. I was actually in a scenario where I was in and out of no service in one bar, and I had a text conversation that worked flawlessly by shutting off iMessage and having my wife shut off iMessage.
Cool. But yeah, you had to pay for that.
Well, we don't actually, but...
Oh, the family plans, yeah.
We have unlimited with the family plan and the whole blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so there'll be a link in the show notes for that. But did anybody here notice iMessage crash the past two times?
I noticed the texting between you and I, Keith, were crashing. But the text messages between my wife and I, they were fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never had a problem with it.
Matt, you don't have a problem with anything.
No, I'm very special.
Did you even text message yesterday?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
he was busy conquering mountains and kayaking down Class 4 rapids, and
you know. I wish. I have a job, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's too bad. All right. Yeah. Final piece of news. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, this comes from the Facebook, and I have entitled it. I don't know what the hell that says. Oh, wait. Our final news story comes to you from Facebook, and I have entitled it. Boy, my notes are great tonight. The title of this news story is Resistance is Futile. You may or may not know that Facebook houses over 300 million photos per day. 300 million photos uploaded per day. If you happen to listen to my my interview today with NPR or WNPR down in Connecticut, the host of that show was continually, or at least three or four times, mentioning how amazed he was at the fact that 5 million photos a day were uploaded to Instagram, and he was just like blown out of the water by that. And I kept wanting to tell him, dude, 300 million photos a day get uploaded to Facebook. But anyway, let's stick that aside for a second, and Facebook has come out with a plan to do auto uploads from your iOS device. So as soon as you take it, you can flip a switch, it will sync with everything in your camera, and basically it's like PhotoStream, but instead of being PhotoStream, it's Facebook PhotoStream. And so as your photos are being taken, or as you're collecting them in your photo library, they will get automatically shipped up to Facebook, so we will go from 300 million to a billion inside of a few months, right?
So it's just an automatic upload, like just everything, or is it like...
Yeah, basically it's a one-way train to Shareville, yeah.
That's a lot of photos to upload. Can you control which ones get uploaded? Because I wouldn't want to upload everything.
Well, and so I don't know. I don't know. This is a to be noticed feature that hasn't come out yet. The article I breezed through seemed to lead me to believe that it's already available for Android devices, but I'm not positive on that. So, but anyway, I would imagine there's going to have to be some lines drawn in the sand. Clearly, we don't want all of our pictures going up there. Some of us have some exciting pictures. So
every time we mention Android, we'll have to do this.
Suck it, Android!
There you go. Had to be done. Had to be done.
Had to be done. It's clearly it has to be an opt-in or opt-out kind of thing, and it would be something that I would not opt into by any stretch
of the imagination. It's Facebook. I don't think they worry about opting in people.
Right, I know. So... But anyway, that is a story, links, and so forth in the show notes, and we will move on now into today's special, super exciting feature. And today's feature, we are going to talk about iPhone photography, things we are thankful for, and Thanksgiving photography tips. All right? So, I tasked the boys with finding three things that they were thankful for, not necessarily apps or anything specific in general, but basically something we can tie back to iPhone photography that we're thankful for. And then if anybody has any kind of family event type of tips they want to share, then they can go with that. So I'm going to jump out first and foremost because I'm going to steal it from everybody else and say that I'm extremely thankful for Snapseed. I would say 90% of the photos that I take with my iPhone go through Snapseed, and I love it. I use it every day, bar none. Actually, it's funny. Some of you who are frequent listeners know of an app called Perfectly Clear, and that's an app that Matt has mentioned recently that he drives all of his pictures through at least once.
I've never heard of that app. I must have not been paying attention.
So the funny thing is, I've started using it actually more and more recently. I'll at least see what Perfectly Clear has to offer for me, and sometimes I'll give a few tweaks and I'll get some cool results out of it. But I just had one of my fire pictures. If you're following me on Instagram, you've seen some of the fire pictures from my neighbor's barn fire that happened a while back. And I brought it into Snapseed, did all the tweaking that I wanted to do, and then took it over into Perfectly Clear. And Perfectly Clear has this really nice kind of side swipe thing. It can give you the before and after in a halfway line or wherever you want to draw the line. And my edit in Snapseed was identical to what Perfectly Clear wanted to do to the picture anyway. Or basically it said, yep, there's nothing I can do here. This looks great. And move on. Nothing nice. To see here. Go about your day. So that was pretty cool. Anyway, who's next?
I will go next, and I will steal your thunder and say I am very grateful to our Tiny Shutter audience.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we're all extremely thrilled and sometimes baffled by the reception that we got. We started Tiny Shutter back in March, and it's just been a roller coaster ride ever since. I mean, we hit the gates running. We thought we were going to have kind of like a slow build, but turns out that we didn't. We just we right out of the gates, we got such a warm reception. For the first few weeks, it was like the Lens Wipe audience that were tuning in, but then shortly after, I mean, literally just like 2 weeks later, it's just been gaining such momentum across the web, and you know, the feedback has been extremely positive, and so I'm very thank you for allowing us to do this and actually liking it.
Right, go ahead, Matt.
Well, I'd have to say that most of all, I'm thankful for you guys, Keith and Mark. Thank you for the opportunity for having me on this podcast. It's definitely something I look forward to doing every week. So it's definitely been a cool ride so far to do this every week with you guys and get to know you guys, and then to form some relationships with our loyal fans in the focus group. That's been pretty awesome as well. So that is something that I'm very thankful for.
If it wasn't for the basin, I would have never have met you.
Really?
I mean, think about this. This is the events that brought me to knowing Matt Hoffman. So we post an Instagram. We do a lot of hashtags, and one of the hashtags that I did was, I think, some sort of New Hampshire or something like that. White Mountains, perhaps. And then I see this photographer who did this amazing shot of the basin, or one of the waterfalls there. I don't think it was the basin itself. I think it was like the right on the bridge, and I'm like, that son of a bitch did a shot better than me. So I decided to see what else he did, and I see more and more stuff. I'm like, hey, you're pretty cool. Why don't you listen to our show or something? Listen to the Lens Wipe. And after that, it was just hit the, you know, we just immediately started to chat. And I think you might have liked the show. Maybe you were just being nice. But but then when Keith and I were talking about. What was the conversation? I think I literally called you. I'm like, hey, you know what? We should start a show on
iPhone photography.
Because we started to talk about it enough on the Lens Wipe that I'm like, you know, maybe it should be its own show.
Yeah, so then, let me piggyback on that and say that I am very happy and thankful for the Tiny Shutter itself, and an all-encompassing Tiny Shutter, be it the fans, the show itself, and you guys, because for all of us, I'm sure it gives us a bit of drive and momentum to explore new things, to keep our energy excited and vibrant about the whole thing. So Tiny Shutter as an all-encompassing type of thing, I'm very thankful for.
So if it wasn't for a waterfall, we would have never met Matt.
Well, did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I finished that.
I so suppose.
We should all be grateful to the Lens Wipe, actually, to start this all. So everybody should listen to the Lens Wipe, if you don't mind photography and swearing.
You mean swearing and photography?
You know, whatever. Ad spot.
And Meatloaf.
Oh, and the Meatloaf is the other one, but that's just a little slow to take off. But yes, you should all listen to that, too.
Well, I guess I should be thankful to the White Mountains, then, as well.
There you go. Circle of life.
We should all be thankful for the White Mountains. All right, so I'll go next again, and I'll give a Thanksgiving tip, and I am going to go with several apps have recently added really low light abilities with an additional, I believe it's only 4S and iPhone 5. I don't believe it's available for the iPhone 4, but up to 1600 ISO, I think you can, if you flip a switch, you can get up to. I'm currently beta testing a particular app that has it, but I believe Camera Awesome has it as well, and I think Camera Plus has just introduced it. As well as some of these apps having also the ability to go down as low as 1 second for a shutter speed. All of this is very cool. My suggestion would be, if you have the opportunity to go for the slower shutter speed, placing your phone on something that's not going to move, and allowing the slower shutter speed and lower ISO rather than some of these high ISO settings, unless you have no other options, unless you have to handhold it and you need that higher shutter speed and higher ISO, then that's what you have to do. But once these phones get up into the, even this iPhone 5, once it gets up into these higher ISO regions, it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. And even if you flip those switches, Apple has kind of hamstringed the developers into making the iPhone kind of default to a lower ISO, as low as it possibly can go. And I believe the default shutter speed is 1/15th of a second. It's possibly 1/30th of a second, but I think it's 1/15th of a second. Apple's kind of rationale behind this is, you know, we've got a 4mm lens on this with the crop factor, you're at like 35mm, right? And so the old rule is 1/135th of a second if you're at 35mm, or if you're at 1/100th of a second at 100mm. These kinds of things are the old rule of thumb as far as shutter speed goes for hand holding. And so I think that's where they're kind of coming from. They assume that since you have a 4mm lens, even though the crop factor brings it up to 35, they feel like they can give you 1/15th of a second with you to comfortably hand hold the thing. My point is that they're defaulting to a lower ISO and a slower shutter speed over a higher ISO and faster shutter speed, because they kind of want to pre-build their results to a better image quality, because in the end, it's not their fault if you get blurry motion from a slow shutter speed. They can blame that on people moving too fast and so forth. But if they start to get these high ISO noisy pictures out there in the wild, people will be like, oh, well, the iPhone pictures suck. So anyway, that was a long way to get around trying to not use the these expanded ISOs that are coming with some of these apps nowadays, unless you have to.
Who's Nancy?
Nancy is my mom. When I was a kid, obviously we're going to go off on a tangent apparently. When I was a kid, my parents both worked at Disney World. I grew up in Sanford, Florida, right outside of Orlando. Both my parents worked at Disney World, rather, in Orlando, Florida. And back then, actually, both of my parents were there for the very beginning, back in early 71. And back then, when you left, my mother was there for 3 years. When you left, they would give you a poster of Mickey, and everybody that worked with you would sign it. I don't know if you guys can see that in the focus group, but everybody would sign the picture, and then they would give you that as a going away gift. There's a nice foil wrap over it and everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Just curious.
So, actually, up until recently, I had tons and tons and tons of Disney memorabilia that I unloaded recently, but all sorts of, like, first-year pins. Like, when my mom was there for the first year, she'd get a little pin that said 1 year and so forth. These things that they don't do anymore, or if they do, it's not anywhere near the same. So, anyway.
There you go.
Thanks for that derailment.
Anyway, my tip is... just something simple. You know, we're very grateful for things. You know, anybody who's listening to the Tiny Shutter is obviously an avid iPhoneographer, but I think it's very important that we pass this knowledge on. And one of the things I see at weddings particularly is just people handling their iPhones or any smartphone like this. You don't take videos like this. My sister did this recently, and I had to yell at her. I made her cry. But it was necessary. But I just want people to take video and photos properly.
Let me hit the focus group real quick. And Catherine is thankful for IGers Boston and Javier for turning her on to the Tiny Shutter. So thank you, Javi, for that. And I guess that's it for now. We'll be back.
And one more real tip, actually. Is anybody who's using Hipstamatic, there is a very good food pack film and lens combo that has this nice, great saturation, and the film has this nice, well, the lens actually has a nice detail in the middle, but kind of blurry around the edges kind of deal that really works well with food. And it's a nice saturation that kind of brings up, makes the food that you're photographing pop a little bit. So anybody who's looking to take pictures of their turkey, perhaps, and post it on on Instagram, and there's going to be a lot of food photography in the coming weeks, I would suggest using Hipstamatic and that particular food pack. And if you don't have it, I think it's only like 99 cents.
Well, so since you brought that up, let's toss out the tip of the day, which is Hipstamatic just tossed out a free pack today, which is the, what do they call it? Gangsta, right, the Gangsta pack, which comes with a really nice, I'm not wicked excited about the film, with the circular film.
I hate the film.
But it comes with a really nice back. The back on it is really attractive, but it's free. So head out and get the Gangsta pack. I don't know how long it's going to be free, but as
my guess, as long as the movie is going to be out.
Oh, right. As my guess, though, if you know, Hipstamatic will pull these things out. These are limited edition types of things. So once they're off the market, you can't get them anymore. And oftentimes, some of these things will provide great combos later on down the line, which you should really, really kind of grab onto. And who knows, you might not want it now, but someday this Gangsta lens or this Gangsta film might work well with another lens or some other film. So.
And I have it. I don't know if anybody could see it on the focus group here. Gangsta. This is, it's a nice looking skin, but actually, I rather like the lens. The lens is pretty good. I haven't really given it a test run, but so far so good. The cool film, though, I can't stand.
I just downloaded it, so I will have to play with it soon.
Sweet.
Sweet. Any more tips or givings of thanks?
I have a really simple tip. It's just another thing to go along with the time of year that we're in. It's basically just a cold weather tip. Like anything else with batteries, your iPhone battery is not a big fan of the cold. So if you're out there this winter taking pictures when you're skiing or snowball fighting or building snowmen or whatever you're doing, when you're not shooting, try to keep the phone in your pocket. If you have an inside pocket in your coat, that's going to be the best thing for it. Or maybe if you have a hand warmer, one of those little chemical hand warmers that you could keep in a pocket with the phone. And that's just going to go a long way towards improving the battery life and allow you to get a lot more shots from the charge on your phone.
True story.
Very cool.
Very true.
Yep. And I mentioned it briefly, but I'll be putting a maybe possibly not in the show notes, but somewhere along either tinyshutter.com or facebook.com/tinyshutter, a link to the interview that I did today with WNPR down in Connecticut regarding Katie and Artie's wedding that Mark and I shot back in September. They brought me on, and actually, if nothing else, it wasn't that great of a show overall, but I have to say I'm pretty excited about the fact that I was on the same episode as Ben Lowy, the guy who shot the Time magazine cover that we mentioned a couple weeks ago. So, hey, that's a thing if you want to go check it out.
We will talk about it on The Lens Life a little bit.
All right. So, you guys ready to move on to this week's pick post of the week?
Let's do it.
Sweet. I'm excited that this is my week. Let me start off by saying I'm very excited that we've got over 3,000 pictures, I believe, in Tiny Shutter's hashtag over on Instagram. A lot of stuff is popping up. I just got a new app that's fun on the iPad to follow along with Twitter, too. So I've noticed some stuff being cross-pollinated over on Twitter, which is cool. But hashtag TinyShutter over at Instagram. Are you on there now, Mark? Over 3,000?
3,309 photos as of right now.
Pretty epic, right?
Awesome.
I'm excited about that. So with 3,000 some odd photos over there, they're piling up every week, which is exciting. I love going through there. Some of you will notice, some of you that are regular contributors to the hashtag TinyShutter feed will notice that, like, oh, you know, Keith just liked 15 or 20 of my pages or pictures. It's because I'll try and get back there on like two or three every other day or every other 2 days to go through the feed and check out all of the pictures that have been posted in there, and it's one of my favorite things to do. So with that being said, there is a whole crap load of awesome pictures in that feed. Have you guys been exploring over there?
Yes, absolutely. I'm actually looking through them right now.
So I'm glad that this is my week because mainly because I had picked a photo 2 weeks ago when it was Mark's week, I believe, and I was like, I saw this picture and I'm like, jeez, I wish it was my week this week, and it ended up being Mark's and he did his selection. Last week I picked somebody else's and it wasn't my week and it was Matt's week, and he ended up picking the same person that I had picked anyway, although it was a different picture. And then this week it ends up being the user that I've selected ends up being the same person who had shot a picture the week that I wanted to select them, but it was Mark's selection. And that's a long way of getting around to saying that I have chosen Tom Carman and one of his photos for this week's post pick of the week. And I am going to show it to the focus group right now. I really, really, really like this picture. And the main reason I love this picture is because of the angle. He's obviously down on the ground taking a picture of these pigeons with the kid in the stroller and the mom in the background.
Is that what it is? Because from what I'm seeing, it looks like somebody bending over.
it's probably because of my low-budget webcam here. But two pigeons down on the sidewalk, and in the background there's a child and in a stroller being pushed by a mom that you really can't see. But I love it. I just love the fact that that he's gone out of his way to get this really unique angle. The pigeons were being cooperative, apparently, because they're right there for the shot. It's just a great texture, great tone. You get a little bit of lens flare going on in it, and I love it. So thank you very much, Tom, for contributing to the Tiny Shutter feed. Make sure that you, at home, are hashtagging Tiny Shutter on your Instagram photos to get chosen as the post pick of the week. And we choose once a week. We rotate. Next week it'll be Mark, and the following week it'll be Matt, and then it gets back to my turn. But we're always in there. We're always kind of interacting with our fans in that feed there, as well as on our other locations. But if you would like to be chosen for a post pick of the week, Instagram, hashtag Tiny Shutter, and also you can also share over on Facebook too.
Very cool.
Absolutely very cool. So, you guys ready to move on to your focus points for the week?
Let's do it.
All right, who wants to go first?
I don't. I just used my focus point in the
oh man
for the tips, so now I got to come up with something new.
That's pretty funny. Well, I'll go low budget here. Yesterday my son texted me. We have using iOS, we have it set up so that if anybody in the family who's on the same iTunes account downloads an app, it automatically gets shipped out to all of our devices. So me, my wife, and the three kids all have iPhones, and so we kind of reap the rewards from everybody. If somebody buys an app, we all get it. Or, you know, if somebody downloads a free app or finds a free app, then we all get it. My son texted me the other day and asked me if we could get Turkey Hunt. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, my focus point for tonight, or today rather, is Turkey Hunt. It's a free app. You can find it by searching for Turkey Hunt, and I'll also put it in the show notes, obviously. And what you get to do is wander around and shoot turkeys. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's epic. You know, I actually, I was taking a walk in Boston, and I saw my first PETA protest. Apparently, people pluck turkeys before they kill them. I was like, huh, that's kind of funny.
I just eat them at Thanksgiving. I don't.
Seems easy.
That might be wrong. It might be wrong of me to not figure out how the turkey gets to the table. But Grandma Mary cooks it. She puts it on a plate next to some cranberry sauce. And I really, honestly, I don't think too much about that.
Other than, I just gobble it up.
I just eat it up. Yeah.
Oh, that was a horrible joke on my part. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I enjoyed it.
There you go.
Go ahead, Mark.
All right. Mine is a little bit of a simple one. If you ever have a collection of photos that you really want to save, but you just don't quite feel like syncing it to your computer, I would recommend people signing up for Dropbox. Dropbox is a great app that you can download onto your smartphone, or iPhone in this particular case, and everybody can watch Keith dance. You know, I have control of the camera if I wanted to throw it on you. There you go. Boom.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You can just add it to me automatically whether I want to dance or not.
Pretty much.
All right. I'm sorry. I was just giving some entertainment as you were singing. I'm sorry.
I kid. Anyway, so Dropbox is a great way to stream your photos onto a cloud service. You know, one that works. Zing, Apple. That's for you. I'm paying $10 a month for the service for, like, I think it's like 100 gigs, and everybody should, if you want an alternate service to use your to save your photos, Dropbox is a good way to go.
Cool. Did you come up with anything weak yet, Matt, or are you just going to drink all your beer?
No, I did come up with something. So
we're going to make fun of it, you know.
Oh, that's okay. For those of you that have been listening to this podcast for quite a while now, you probably know that I am a fan of the InstaCanvas, which is a service that prints your Instagram photos, or really any photo from your photo stream, on a canvas doodad, and you could buy it. And it's... And anyway, if you have an account or a gallery, I should say, with InstaCanvas, and you've been thinking it's kind of a hassle that you actually have to get on the internet, like, you know, on your PC or whatever, get on the internet to access your account to add photos to your gallery and whatnot, today InstaCanvas released a mobile app. Which allows you to do that. I'll hold it up here. Looks like this. It is your InstaCanvas Gallery Manager. And from the app, it allows you to do everything that you would do online. You could add photos to your gallery. You could remove photos to your gallery. You could buy photos, all that fun stuff. So
cool. That's pretty cool. It's not a perpetual feed.
I do not know what you just said.
No, I thought it just locks into your Instagram and
No, with you can select which photos you want in the gallery. There is an option where every photo that you post to Instagram can go into your gallery. But, like, for instance, I just took a picture of bacon the other day so that I can duel you on DualPick. I don't want that in my Instacannabis gallery, unless someone requests it. If they say, I really want to buy your picture of bacon.
Dude, everything is better with bacon.
I guess. This had the packaging in it and the whole nine yards, and that was just
weird. It would be a copyright infringement, I think.
Possibly, yeah. So,
bacon good.
Yeah. But in any case, brand new, it's free. If you have Instacannabis gallery, I'd say download it and check it out.
Sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet. So, you know what, everybody? Let's bring this Tiny Shutter train into the station. And I want to thank both of you for being a part of this great year that's come along. Awesome, super awesome start to Tiny Shutter. I don't know where this is, episode 35, so that's pretty cool. And our super special Thanksgiving episode. This will be our first one. Next year, maybe we can do a live one from like Hart's Turkey Farm or something.
That would be awesome.
Yes. All right.
Hey, so, I have some breaking news, real quick.
Do it.
I just lost to each one of you in dual pick in the last, like, yes. 5 seconds.
Which photo did you lose to?
Hold on. Mark, for you, it was bacon. And
that was clear. I mean, that was epic bacon that I posted.
Yeah, I disagree with the voters on that. And Keith, the barnyard thing.
Oh, I really had you on that up. One anyway, though, you know.
Dang.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're going to post my bacon photo in the Tiny Shutter group.
I can't even think of what kind of animal that is. What do you call it? Oh, an alpaca. So my alpaca beat his random people standing next to a fence.
It was the best I could come up with. They were looking at cows. I mean, we were actually at a barnyard, so.
I learned that the secret to dual pick is post a photo of a cat.
Yes. Right? There's your handsome podcast host. All right, let's
No,
let's
I still clearly won. I'm still more handsome.
Let's close it up, folks. let me remind. Oh, actually, you know what, Mark? Send out the sponsor again, because sponsors get two plugs per show.
Awesome. So yeah, check out my prints at tinyshutter.com/mostlymarcus. Again, they're it's my personal collection of some of my favorite waterfall and other nature photos. Some of my digital paintings are posted up there as well. So if you want a nice print for the holiday, it could be a nice gift. There's various sizes that you can buy. I think 8x10s and up are the options.
Does each print come with its dual pick record printed on the back?
No, and I think that's why they'll be worth something. Oh, you bastard. Anyway, tinyshutter.com/mostlymarcus.
Excellent. And if any of you out there are interested, make sure you head over to tinyshutter.com/support, I think. There's a tab over on the top right where you can click on that and sponsor a show or just support the show with a kind little offering. But that's a thing, and you can do it, and we'd be happy to have you do it. So that's a thing. Moving on, facebook.com/tinyshutter, tons of stuff happening there. You'll learn about when the show is going live, fun and exciting little tidbits, free app alerts, and all that kind of stuff. And then tinyshutter.com is where you are going to find news and information and everything about today's show, including links, as well as all the contact information for everybody here. Mark, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Well, you can also find Tiny Shutter at twitter.com/tinyshutter. For future video shows, we will be using the hashtag #TinyShutter. So if you would like to leave a comment for the show while you're watching the show, just do that and I will be reading them off. But you can also find me on twitter.com/mostlymarcus and on Instagram with the username LensWipe.
Matt?
You can find me at M. Hoffman Photo. I almost did it again. On both Instagram and Twitter.
Sweet. And you can also find me over on Instagram at Keith_Tharp or Keith Tharp at Twitter. And that's the greatness that that we call a Tiny Shutter Show, episode 35. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Thanks to the focus group for hanging in there with us. We loved having you all there. And hang in there for 2 seconds after the show, because we're going to ask you how you enjoyed the new live Google Hangout video type of Dulio. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right.
If I end the broadcast right now, that means people will not see the post stuff.
That's okay. You can end it right now, and they can still chat in the chat thing, though, right, Adu?
But they won't see us or hear us.
That's okay. Do it.
Okay. Ending it now.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.